I was brought up on eggs. Every morning as a child, I used to go out to the chickens and collect the eggs. I also know that I used to feed the chickens and put water in there, in the thing from which they took the water. That's something that I'd have to spend some time thinking about before I could describe it. Yes, into the hen house, where there were places that the hens laid their eggs, and they were almost always a variety of colours. They were never the same colours. My mother, it was, who kept eggs. No, who kept hens. Rhode Island Reds, I think they were. Now, later on, after I was a child, as I got older, the fox got her hens. And I can't remember how big a tragedy that was. But here today, on Thursday morning, in front of me are boiling four eggs. Now, when I say I grew up on eggs, it wasn't just collecting them. I have fond memories of eating soft-boiled eggs and at times dipping pieces of toast into the eggs, soft-boiled eggs, and these were called soldiers. But in any case, eggs contained protein, were good for you, and I'm even have a suspicion that at sometimes I would have two eggs a day, two boiled eggs a day. I'm sitting here watching the water, watching the little, what are they? They're about to explode as the water boils, tiny little pieces of light. Tiny, tiny, what would you call them, speckles on the bottom of the saucepan. I see one of the eggs has got a date stamped on it. Oh my goodness, imagine all the human effort that is expended putting dates on eggs. Anyway, we had a supply, and the four eggs I have in this saucepan are going to be divided into two parts. One part is as soon as I get 1 minute of boiling, and the boiling hasn't started yet, but as soon as I get 1 minute of boiling, I'm going to take the eggs off, because as far as I'm concerned, 1 minute of boiling water, if the water starts off being cold, is sufficient to give me the kind of runny egg that I like. The other two, meanwhile, are going to be continue being boiled, because they're going to be turned into material for a sandwich. Occasionally I'll eat a full hard-boiled egg all by itself. No bread, no nothing. But for most of the time, I'll have sliced boiled egg in a sandwich, maybe on a piece of Rivita. And I always think that eating an egg is good for me. Now, there must be some of you listening to this who are horrified and who think that eating eggs is a bad thing to do. Even as I'm describing it, I feel a little bit squeamish, only because I have some knowledge of eggs as a source of life. But anyway, this is the morning eggs. I don't have them all that often anymore. The water is now boiling. I do need to start counting backwards, 60, 59, 58, 57, 56, 55, 54, 53, 52, 51, etc., etc. And here is the sound of the boiling water.
The cat has jumped up on top of the bar here in the kitchen, having a look at the eggs, then turns away. So I'm going to pass you back to the studio now.